Shavuos, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Gimel. Now we're going to go into the specific cases of Shavuos Eidus. Some of these ideas will be familiar based on the Hagdomas that we made in Mishnah Aleph. Shavuos Eidus Ketzer. Omar Lishnayim, a Baldin, somebody who had a story. He was a Nizik, he's a Malva, he's whatever the case is. Says to two people. Two people is important over here because what happens if it's only one person? The one person can't say Eidus and Bezdin to be Moitzi Momen. So over here, very specifically, it says Omar Lishnayim. He said to two people, Bo Vahayiduni, come say Eidus for me. Shvua Shein on Yodin Lecha Eidus. The Mishnah gives the simple case, which is they make the Shvua. And then the Mishnah says the case, which is not so simple. Oishamrullah, he says to them, Oishamrullah, they say to him, Eidun Yodin Lecha Eidus, we don't know. Mashbi ani aleichem. He says back, I'm being mashbi at you that you don't know. I'm challenging you. Va'omru amen. Harelu chayovin. Here the amen, like we pointed out in Mishnah Aleph, over here is considered an expression of the shvua. Amen is always considered saying the shvua. So that's pashut that both these cases they're chayiv. Mishnah doesn't say a case where the edim are not mishtatav at all in the shvua. Hishbia alein chamisha pa'amim chutz lebezdin. What happens if this dialogue between the two parties, between the two Edim and between the Baldover that wants them to come into Bezdin, happens 5 times. They go back and forth. They say Loshon Shvua 5 times. And then, Ubo Le Bezdin, they come to Bezdin, Vahoydu their Moida, that they did know Edus. They were taka stonewalling, and they taka didn't want to say Edus, but they admit that they do have Edus. Pturim, they're potter from the carbon. The Mishnah is soisim that there is no chi of shvuas or edus, the chi of carbon of shvuas or edus, when the kvir was outside of Bezdin. Loiter chacham in Mishnah Aleph, this is on every case. Loiter meir, this is only by a mushba mipi achem, where they didn't make the shvua, not in the case the way the Reisha says where they did make a shvua. So l'chor, the Mishnah is being soisim, like the chacham, not like a meir, that's takad halacha. Kofru, what happens if they deny in Bezdin? He actually hauled them into Bezdin, the Baldover. And they deny in Bezna they have knowledge of something that they could say Eidus on. Chayoven al kol achas v'achas. Since there's a kvira in Bezdin, Zechidish, we see this kvira as defining the 5 shvuas that were made out of Bezdin. The shvua itself doesn't have to be made in Bezdin. But there has to be a dialogue. It has to be Bezdin affiliated. And there has to be a kvira in Bezdin. But once there's a kvira in Bezdin, that defines that all 5 shvuas that were made previously, as they dialogue back and forth, come say Eidus. No, we're Nishba, we don't have Eidus to say for you. All 5 of those shvuas are the siachas to the kvira now, and he's chayv on all of them. The Rav brings down this exegesis of Kosov. The pasuk says, "V'hoyo ki yesham la'achas me'ele." This is an interesting lotion that there's a chiv la'achas, which is not the usual way of saying to one of them. Should say achas me'ele. Le achas means to be mechayiv al kol achas v'achas. What do you mean mechayiv al kol achas v'achas? The Gemara Dashans, one of the Ifanim, that is chayiv over here in each one of the shvois insofar that there's a kfira that was made later on. Hishbi alein chamisha pam b'fnei bezin v'kofru. Here, this was the real deal. The shvua of the baldova being mashbi of them and the kfira was both in front of Bezdin. So then really you only have one thing going on. It's all one repeat of the same thing. Ena chayovin ala achas. Now the chayot should be worse. If the din that we said before is a chiddush, over here we mamish went through the dialogue with the shvua 5 times, avadish should be chayov on every one of the shvuas. The pella. Amar Rib Shimon comes to explain, matam, what's takad pshat? You see over here the Mishnah doesn't generally bring tanoim to be mazdir din, that's tamur. Over here the Mishnah does. We have to introduce a concept that's called Kivin Shehigid, Shuvin Echoiz Ramagid. If Edim say in Bezdin that they don't know anything about this story, or they say one version of the story, or they say one maskona, they cannot change their mind, they can't add or detract or Bechoiz on the Edus, not Letavu Lamuta. Kivin Shehigid, Shuvin Echoiz Ramagid. There are others that dash and Rishonim, the sugya of the din of Kim Shigashum and Echoizamag is in the sugya Ksubis Dafyutes, which is the sugya of Shtoris. over there the context is edim on shtaris that add or define or refine their edus. And the question is when they could explain what they signed on the shtar, that it had to do with certain conditions or the edim or apostle, etc. Can they change? They already signed. So over there in that context, Rishonim explained that the word im lo yagid can mean, lo yagid could mean that shen obgezocht, that once edim say edus, once they yagid, that's it. They don't have a koyach hagod anymore. That being said, when the edim come into Bezdin and they say, we don't know edus about this story, finished. He's mashbia, they stand behind their story. They wouldn't be able to change their mind. So the second dialogue, you have edus, no we don't, is meaningless because they already can't say edus. So Mel Lechayv once, the second time is Dvar B'Telem. When they were kaifa out of Bezdin, the Kivin Shigashum Nechayzah Magad is only in Bezdin. So when they said out of Bezdin, we don't know edus, they were stonewalled. We don't know edus. No, we can't come. We don't know anything about it. We weren't there. We don't know anything about it. You can go through the dialogue 10 times. Every time they haven't yet made themselves into edim that can't say edus because they never said in Bezdin that we don't know. It's only if they say it in Bezdin, then you have a klav kivin shehigid, and that's it. The second shakl of attire is meaningless, and that's why they're not chayv. This is what Rav Shimon is asking. Mishneh Dalet, kofru shneim ka'achas. The two edim, remember there's two edim over here. Both of them are necessary for the edus. When both of them deny together, it can be taken the dibur of each other, shneim chayovin. Because each one was integral, and each one created the reality that there isn't going to be an edus that can be made that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, or Reuven threw a rock through Shimon's window. Both of them are guilty. V'noso avaydim, both of them bring a korban. However, what happens if the Baldin confronted the two edim that he wants to come? There's a Reuven and a Shimon. He goes over to Reuven, he says, edus. Reuven comes to Bez and says, I don't know edus. By the time the Shaklatai plays itself out again between the Baldover and between Shimon, it's meaningless because they can't come to Bezdin. Without Reuven, Shimon is a non-starter. So Shimon is not a Roy Lahoyed, so to speak. On a personal level, he is Roy Lahoyed, but he's not Roy Lahoyed by himself in a way that could accomplish something. So that's not, he's not Lo Yagad Dinosav, you know? So Melo Harishon Chayev, the first one's Chayev, the second one is Potter. Kofar Echod, what happens if one of them is Koifer and one of them is Moida, that he knows Edus and he's willing to come? A Koifer Chayiv, the one who's Koifer is Chayiv. Now, Luchad is what we said before. What's the difference if the second one being meaningless is not Chayiv, but the first one is Chayiv? Over here, the first one is Chayiv. The second one, who's Moida, Luchad said of a Pasha that the first one's Chayiv and the second one's Potter. So the Gemara explains over here that the case has to be where originally both of them were Kaifer, and one of them changed his mind, Teichid Edibur. The same way Teichid Edibur works for the two Edim to be considered Bebasachas, it also works to be able to change your mind. So Memela, one Eid said, I don't know Edis. The other one said, I don't know Edis. He echoed the first one, then he said, no, I do know Edis. So Teichid Edibur, we say he's Chayzer, now he's capable of saying Edus. He's not considered in cahoots with the other Kaifer, and Mamela, only the first Kaifer, the one who's stuck with his Kvira, is Chayev HaKarman, the one who is Maidah, can say Edus, and therefore he's not Chayev, because he didn't create the situation. Hoyu Shtei Kite Edim. What happens if there weren't two Edim? There were four Edim. Kofra Rishoyna, the first cat was Kaifer, V'achakach Kofra Shnia, and then the second group was Kaifer. So here we see both of them independently as being V'noso Avoynam Shteim Chayovis. They could have brought the edus. They have the luxury of working with 1 and 2 or 3 and 4 or 1 and 4 and 2 and 3, etc. So Mamela, they're all chayv. Just want to point out one thing that's nega over here. It seems to be poshut to the Mishnah that if one of the two possible edim is kaifer, the second one is of no consequence because he can't come to Bezin. Dvar B'Telem. We only believe al pishnayim edim yokum dov. We don't believe one ed. It's not as simple as that. Lamaisa, the halachas we'll learn later on in the Masechta, that one of the cases of a Shvur Deiraisa is where an aid comes to Bezdin and he says that Reuven owes him $100. About the aidus to aid him. But if one aid kosher comes to Bezdin, the halacha is that we force the nitva to the table and he has to make a shvua. And if he's not going to make a shvua, he's going to have to pay me. Toch sheni yochel l'shova mishalim. That being said, l'choira, the second aid is valuable for the baldover. A malva has a second aid. At least he can force the loiva to the table, and hopefully he won't make a shvua shekem, and maybe he'll have to pay. So why not say the second aid is also im lo yagid v'nos avoyne? Kanira, even though he can be valuable, that's not called ru'uyin lohoid. Ru'uyin lohoid is where the edus itself does the job of being ma'itzi mamon. The fact that the second aid, one aid to himself, could trigger a situation where maybe there will be a chiyav mamon, that's not called ru'uyin lohoid, and there's no kavan shvuas edus on that.